Hello and welcome to Trademarks 101 inside of Locked In Lawyered. I am super excited to dig into this very important topic. First, here's our agenda and here's what we're going to cover in this video. We're going to talk about what is a trademark, what can you trademark, what makes a good trademark, should you trademark before you launch, and trademark registration. Is it a must do? First, let's talk about what trademarks are and why they matter. A trademark is a symbol, word, phrase, or sound, or even a smell that represents a business entity or a brand. Trademarks come into existence in two ways. This is a question that comes up a lot. People want to know whether or not a trademark has to be registered to be valid. And the truth is, you can acquire trademark rights simply by using it, okay? We move and go a little further by registering, because that's what gives us the proof of our use or ownership of a mark. But you can acquire trademark rights simply by just using it. What's the main purpose? The reason why we do it is to distinguish our products and services from the other competitors that are out in the marketplace. I think one of the biggest misconceptions is people think that it is, trademarking is born out of this protection and really about the business owner. And while it is certainly beneficial for us as brand owners to have trademarks, it's really birthed from consumer protection. The government wants to make sure that any people, any customers or clients that are out there that experience your goods or services, they know exactly who it is that they are purchasing from. Okay. And so they don't want people to be confused. For example, very famous trademark is the Louis Vuitton and the LV symbol, right? So the government wants to make sure that whenever you see that LV, you expect to have, a certain quality, very good leather, and all of the things that come with purchasing from the Louis Vuitton brand. If there's just someone, downtown on the street selling those, the government wants to make sure that any customers that see that LV bag know that when they get it, they are getting a real Louis Vuitton. And so that's where trademarks come into play. That's how they come about when it comes to consumer protection. We benefit as a brand owner, but it's not designed simply to be beneficial to us as brand owners. It's really about protecting consumers and making sure that they aren't sold counterfeit items or knockoffs. So what is it that you can trademark? What is it that you want to protect? I always say, first off, we're going to do what I like to call the pissed off test. And that test is very easy to take. It's all about whether you find out, if you were to find out that someone was using your business name or your product name or your service name or your coaching program name or your online course name or whatever it is that you own, if you found out that someone else was using it, would you be pissed off about that? If the answer is yes, absolutely. You want to make sure that you are protecting it, okay? We are going to protect our key brand identifiers. What are the things that identify us as a brand? And that's going to be the name of your business, perhaps your brand name. For example, the name of my company is Gray Legal PC, but the brand of Locked In Lawyered, that's a brand name. So I could trademark my business name, Gray Legal PC, which I have not, or Locked In Lawyered, which I have. Sometimes you may want to trademark your logo. If you have signature products or service package names, you definitely want to trademark those. Taglines and slogans. Think about Nike and their Just Do It, or I think it's Burger King that has Have It Your Way. Taglines and slogans you definitely want to do. And events, signature events are huge. If you've got an event name, you definitely want to protect that, because you don't want people to see that name and they purchase a ticket and they go expecting to see you and it's not you. So you want to make sure when it comes to events that you're also using trademarks to protect those as well. Is it trademarkable? Okay, so side note, I totally made that word up. I don't know that trademarkable is a word, but it is a word that I use to help my clients determine whether or not they can even trademark the name. Not everything can be trademarked. So let's talk about what makes a good mark. Fanciful names. These are the best. That's why they're at the top of my list. These are completely made up names. So think about Google, Starbucks. Those are great names because they are very unique and they stand out. Arbitrary names. These are good names too, because they refer to real words, but they're used in a way that's unrelated to their normal meaning. So Apple is a great example. Apple is a fruit or a food, but when you combine it with computers, we've made it a very arbitrary use of the word Apple. Suggestive names. These are really good too. I love when my clients come up with suggestive names. These are words that suggest a quality of a characteristic. So chicken of the sea tuna, right? That's really kind of, you know, it's suggestive, but it's really not necessarily descriptive, which is the no, right? Descriptive marks. These are ones that merely just describe the product or service directly. They use the owner's name or they describe a geographic location. So the Washington Post or gray shoes for shoes that are gray, Hilton hotels. Those are just simply descriptive. They are not, they don't carry a lot of weight in terms of being unique or needing to be separated or protected as a trademark. So those are like the least favorite. Book titles. This comes up a lot. The title of a book is typically not going to be protectable. That's why you have many, many books with the same name. The exception to this is when the book has acquired what we call secondary meaning. So that means there's a brand that has been built around that book, right? It's more than just the title of a book. A great example of this would be, what is the chicken soup series? Also Harry Potter, right? Harry Potter is the title of the book, but we've got Harry Potter, all kinds of products licensed that really Harry Potter has become a brand. So it has secondary meaning. It doesn't, when you hear the words Harry Potter, you are not thinking only the title of the book. It could be sleeping bags, or it could be, you know, shoes and clothing, pajamas, and all kinds of other products. No, another no is someone else's trademark. You can't do it. I can't do Nike. It's off the market. Also, you cannot do, you may not trademark a name that is confusing or similar to someone else's trademark. So this comes up a lot. And that is one of the tough things is that it sometimes people think, well, if I just add a word to the beginning or add a word at the end, it's a different mark. And the truth is, it's not about whether or not it's exact. It may not be exactly the same, but if it is confusing or similar to someone else's mark, then that could be problematic. So perfect timing. When is the right time? When do I trademark? I like to say the best way to decide this is to look at it as, you know, dating. Are you just dating? Or are you ready for marriage, right? So if you're just kind of testing things out, you're just, you know, deciding whether or not you're going to be in this business for a while, you're just seeing if this is something that you really want to do in that dating phase, you may not want to invest in trademarking. Trademarking is an investment in your brand. So if you're just dating, perhaps now is not the time. But if you're ready to get married, this is why the name of my trademark course is Make It Official. If you're ready to put a ring on this, you're ready to be committed, you're in it for the long haul, then you definitely want to make sure that you are going to trademark. Now, here's something that's really important to know. You can register a trademark even before you use it. So if you are thinking about something and you know, oh my goodness, this name is so hot, I have to make sure that no one else gets this name. I don't want to take any chances. I don't even want to put it out there until I know that it's protected. Then you would go ahead and do your trademark application even before you use it. The other thing is, you know, visibility and exposure. So if you're out there and you're using it and you're on social media and you're getting speaking engagements and you're getting write-ups and you're really out there and your brand is being exposed, that's going to increase the risk of someone else taking your name or using your name. So in those instances, you definitely want to make sure that you are protecting it. Trademark registration. Do I really have to? Is it a must? The answer to that is essentially yes, okay? If you want to prevent others from using it, yes, you need to trademark it. If you want to build a brand that is national, yes, you need to trademark it. If you want to license your products or services to others, yes, you need to trademark it. If you want to keep copycats away, and keep them from capitalizing off the brand recognition that you've built, then the answer is yes, you need to trademark it. So by now you can see that using trademarks to protect your business and your brand is highly recommended. I strongly urge you to make sure that you're doing everything that you can to protect your brand. So the next step, before you can go any further, you've got to do what we call a knockout search. This is where you are going to make sure that before you get married to the name, before you put that ring on, you're going to make sure that you do a knockout search to ensure that it's not already being used, or is it going to be confusing or similar to something that's already used. So the very next thing to do is to dig into learning how to conduct your very own knockout search.